Sarah Caldwell, who died last Thursday at the age of 82, was considered to be one of the most innovative opera directors of her time. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is a longtime resident of Boston, where Caldwell founded her opera company. He's seen many of her productions and has this appreciation.
It's extraordinary to go to a theater and feel that what you're about to experience might be something you'll remember with pleasure the rest of your life. That's how I felt about Sarah Caldwell's productions for her Opera Company of Boston, the company she founded in 1958 and which closed shop in 1990. Not every production fulfilled that promise. Some of them could be pretty dismal, but all of them were ambitious and noble ventures. And some of them made such an impression on me, decades later, I can still relive them in my mind's eye. Take Schoenberg's Moses and Aaron, for example, which Caldwell presented in 1966, its American premiere years before the Metropolitan Opera got around to it. It's a challenging, difficult work. But when the curtain went up on Caldwell's production, we saw two figures standing back to back in a spotlight. This simple but profound image alerted us to what the opera was about, that Moses and Aaron were opposite sides of the same person, the tongue-tied visionary and the easy talker who could communicate his brother's vision. Sarah Caldwell herself was a visionary who could also communicate her vision of opera as total theater. It wasn't easy for her. For several years, she didn't even have a theater. But she could turn unpromising venues into theatrical gold. One of her best productions took place in a 19th-century brick building originally built to house a huge mural of the Battle of Gettysburg. It had a spectacular glass dome in the center. For her production of Gustave Charpentier's opera Louise, Caldwell transformed Boston's old cyclorama building into Montmartre, with jugglers, acrobats, and street vendors crowding the aisles. At the climax, a simple spotlight focused on a rotating mirror ball high up under the dome suddenly turned the whole theater into a gigantic, whirling carousel we were all riding. Caldwell worked with many major stars, but her reigning prima donna was Beverly Sills. One of Caldwell's American premieres was a dazzling production of an 18th-century opera by Rameau, Hippolyte et Aricie, in which Sills had to sing brilliant high notes, trills, and roulades. No one knew she could sing that kind of music, or that her co-star could, an unknown young Spanish tenor named Plácido Domingo. Sills later appeared at the New York City Opera as Cleopatra in Handel's Julius Caesar, singing a similar style of music. And that performance made her a superstar. But Caldwell was there first. Here's Sills as Juliet and the heartbreaking Tatiana Troyanos as Romeo in Bellini's The Capulets and the Montagues, maybe the best of Sills's legendary series of bel canto performances. Caldwell also wanted to conduct. She became the first woman to conduct at the Met and the second to lead the New York Philharmonic. She made the cover of Time magazine. But conducting distracted her from what she did incomparably, total theater. Her greatest achievement was an adventurous repertory that mixed modern and unusual operas with the more familiar. She produced a dozen U.S. premieres, and such significant musical events as the first American performances of Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov in the composer's own orchestration, Verdi's Don Carlo in its original French version, and the original versions, very different from the ones we know, of such popular works as Puccini's Madame Butterfly and Gounod's Faust. Finally, to its shame, Boston couldn't support Caldwell's company. She had bought an old movie theater and turned it into an opera house, but it needed too many expensive repairs. She finally had to sell it, and her health problems were getting increasingly severe. Those of us who loved her work always kept hoping she'd make a comeback. The news of March 23rd dashed those hopes.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. Four live productions by Sarah Caldwell's Opera Company of Boston are available on CD from the VAI label.